A 14-year study, concluding in 2016 from Ohio State University, finds further evidence that having access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, lowers the rate of reported child abuse in the United States. Just a 5% increase in a state's family eligibility for SNAP led to between a 7.6% to 14.3% decrease in the number of caseloads handled by Child Protective Services and the foster care system. In 2021, the SNAP program, what we used to call food stamps, helped 41.5 million Americans, or about 13% of the population. While it's a federal program, states have some flexibility in how to distribute the benefit. Researchers say that the states with fewer barriers to SNAP eligibility were the same ones who reported fewer cases of child abuse overall. The researchers note that financial stress on unemployed or low-income parents may increase the risks linked to child maltreatment, which includes both abuse and neglect. An inability to meet basic needs like food would certainly constitute neglect. The federal government increased access to SNAP benefits during the pandemic as an emergency response measure. This increase, however, is set to expire in August, despite record-high inflation and even infant formula shortages. We must consider not just the bottom line, but long-term impacts that benefits, or cutting benefits, can have on a child and on the generations that follow. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.